S. Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Friday. It is Friday. Just don't forget, folks, that it's Friday, okay? And I'm saying that it is March 9th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, the reason that I emphasize the fact that it's Friday, March 9th, is because over the last week, while we were on tour, we've had problems making a connection, a proper connection. So people probably didn't know, Jake, that we were live right now. They probably thought maybe this is a replay. Well, folks, we did not intend to replay the whole week. We have a new system now. When we're on the road, we can actually go Wi-Fi, wireless. Or we can hook into a cord, or we can go wireless, as Jake was saying, and do live radio. Well, that didn't happen. Didn't happen on Monday. Didn't happen last Friday. Didn't happen on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know what? Let me rewind a little bit. It did happen on Thursday. But, folks, it was too late because we had to come home and drive 6 hours back from tour.
That's right.
So we're actually live today. And if you're a new listener, I just want to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We should put in... insert a little something there about the media, how they just love to trail us and to dog our trails
depend on it.
Pervert and oppress the truth at every turn that they can possibly catch us on. Mm-hmm. And I'll interject that. I'll insert that little quotation in there sooner or later. But, folks, we are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, what we look like, I'm the good-looking one. Jake's kind of the skinny, trollish-looking guy. He's tall.
But I'm not fat,
you're though. You're too tall to be a troll, Jake.
I mean, gollum-ish.
I mean, he looks like one of those guys that hangs out under a bridge that's hungry. and you just kind of look at them and feel sorry for them and give money, and you don't know why you did it. But, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, what we look like, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to my Facebook personally, please do, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, you can be. 1-877-807-9977. Again, it's 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I like that.
Period.
I like that. Should we let the people in on what's going on here? Folks, maybe you've seen us on the USA Today. Or maybe you've seen us on the, I don't know, the Associated Press. If not there, maybe if you're from Iowa, you've seen us on your local news.
That's one of the top stories.
I'm telling you, brother, from another mother, I cannot step my foot outside my house with the media trying to catch me in something I'm saying.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about all of this is the fact that it always comes back to those two topics that the government-backed agenda doesn't want you to hear the other side of the coin on.
That's right.
They don't want you to know the facts. The two topics, abortion and homosexuality.
That's it.
Isn't that crazy?
Just those two.
They just try to oppress. Really what they try to do is they try to cause fear. They try to be so radical that you just can't do anything about standing up against them. Mm-hmm. Folks, hogwash, baloney. Stand up because the majority of the people already know the truth. They're just looking for someone to lead the way.
That's right.
And what happens when you do begin to lead the way, the media takes notice of that person that's not afraid of them, doesn't succumb to them, isn't conquered by them, and they want to try to paint a picture that just doesn't fit the identity of who I am or who we are as a ministry. Should we let them know what's going on?
Until real life sets in and you see that their picture is just that, a picture. It doesn't have words. It doesn't have any meaning. There's no strength to back it up. And then real life comes in, and that's where the Spirit of God comes in, and he walks all over what they do. If a person will just stand, that's it.
They'll just stand.
Just stand. Just stand.
Isn't it interesting, too, when these sort of things happen, folks, what we did is we just did some schools across the country. And one individual teacher didn't like the fact that Jake was giving the same message as he's been giving over to you, the radio airwaves here over the last couple of weeks, under the influence. And Jake starts off his assembly by saying, listen to me, I'm just giving you what these musicians say. And Jake asked the question, are you under their influence? So he starts to tell the young people what the musicians are promulgating on the kids. And the kids don't know that this is the things that they're actually doing is pushing their message on them. So Jake brings it to the light and he says, hey, listen, this is what they said. Well, one teacher didn't like what one of these musicians said, and she tried to take it out of Elton John's mouth and put it into Jake's mouth. And so what happened from there, instead of telling the kids that Elton John says draw the line at goats with having sex with goats, well, they made it as an anti-gay message, folks. Yes, this is how sick the media is. And so what did they do? All of a sudden, you're a gay hater, you're a bigot, you're this. No, no, no. We were just talking about Elton John, who's a homosexual, and he says you can have sex with anything, but you draw the line at goats.
Yep.
So it goes from that to national news.
That's right.
See, but what they don't want you to do is they don't want you to speak back up.
That's right.
And expose them for what they just tried to do, because what they just did is they omitted all the facts as to what happened during the assembly. And, of course, none of these reporters were in the assembly.
No, no.
They're just listening to the one liberal whack job that didn't like the fact that maybe she didn't like the fact that Elton John said draw the line of goats.
Maybe she liked Elton John.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake will be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 3-0-7-4-7 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. It's a show in action. It's turning talk radio into do radio. And let me tell you something, folks. Go online and check us out, because it's not just talk here. It's not just talking on the radio, circular reasoning, rhetorical redundancy, folks. It's out there doing the stuff, practicing what we're preaching is what we're doing. We're showing you our faith by our works. And so in saying that, we just did a school recently, and one of the teachers didn't like the fact that Jake was calling out Elton John. He said, listen, I want to know, are you guys under the influence of these musicians? And a lot of the kids will say no. And during this assembly program, Jake just said, listen to what Elton John believes. Go ahead and share that quote, Jake.
First, we do a common sense test to see what things on MTV, if they can name 3 moral bands on MTV. Kids say, well, no, I can't come up with 3 bands. And I say, well, it's something to think about then. That particular station that you listen to claims that they own you and your culture and your genre of people. Elton John comes on next when I talk about moral standards. I say, this guy, how many of you would buy his album? The kids say, no, I don't like him. How many of you have heard of The Lion King and saw that?
And
say,
all,
oh, yes.
I paid attention to that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Almost every single hand went up.
That's right.
Yep.
And I say, well, then you know Elton John because he sings for Disney movies. Disney uses his music a lot. And I said, and then I read this quote by Elton John, because we're talking about little kids' moral standard and those musicians that perform for them. I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with somebody of your own sex. I just think people should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats.
Said Elton John.
So I tell the kids his moral standard is don't do goats. And the kids all think, wow, that's crazy. And then I say, would you let your son or daughter spend the night at Elton John's house? And they all say, no, 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 no. And so that was the end of it. That's the extent of it.
Well, that wasn't the extent of it, because the minute you said that, a teacher stood up and she went in the back, was playing the devil's advocate, acting like a 13-year-old eighth grader, walking around talking to other teachers about how shocked she was.
Yeah.
But during the health class, they're being indoctrinated to accept homosexuality, even showing them the acts as they're being handed condoms, as they're being indoctrinated.
Yep.
But she didn't want to talk about that.
That's
and
right.
She was very offended.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and frankly, folks, I don't care that she was offended, because the majority, hands down, let me say it this way. If there was 300 to 500 kids in a setting, okay, It was one teacher that had to go around,
yep,
get her buddies to, yep, try to get them mad, mm-hmm, at the messenger.
Yep.
Jake didn't say it. Elton did.
That's right. Okay.
She didn't keep into perspective. That's where she lost her first, mm-hmm, battle. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then the next topic that comes up after that one didn't work. Well, we go downstairs and we go into the teacher's class. Mass does that class. Yep. As we're in that class, all of a sudden the teacher starts advocating abortion. Well, and she said, "You don't show the kids pictures of abortion." Mass said to her, "Well, if you advocate abortion, then show the kids the abortion."
Mm-hmm.
If you're advocating the crime, then show them the crime. You don't want them to see the crime scene, because once they see it, you know they're not going to agree with it. Then they're going to know who the criminal is.
Right.
It's that simple.
Simple.
It's real simple,
yeah,
right?
Works every time.
You don't show them the pictures. You don't show them what we're advocating. You don't tell the kids that we're advocating the murder of 3,700 babies a day. That's radical. No, what's radical, lady, is the fact that you advocate the murder of a baby inside of a womb. That's radical. It's real radical that Elton John says you can have sex with anything, but it stops at goats. That's radical. She was offended at that.
Yeah.
These teachers were. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask them if they were offended.
That's exactly right.
In the teacher's class, Massey said back to him, "Ma'am, did you know that you could actually get from Planned Parenthood, which is a criminal organization? They're being busted for fraud all over the country. As a matter of fact, Margaret Sanger, the founder, was kicked out of America for what she was advocating back in the day during its inception."
Mm-hmm.
Massey said, "Well, let me show you the coupon you can get from Planned Parenthood for a $50 off value when you go inside of a Planned Parenthood community center and kill one of your babies." She said, "They don't give out coupons." She gets up and she walks out of the room. She didn't stay long enough, folks, to know what the facts were, because she didn't want to know the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Just like all these other radicals, they don't want America to know what the facts are. Because when you ask them for the facts, guess what, folks? And the law, they don't have the facts or the law on their side. That's why I'm constantly asking the American people, what are you running from? These people are indoctrinating your kids, folks. And you're standing down and letting them do that? So here comes the media,
mm-hmm,
without talking to us, they go right for it. Anti-gay, anti-abortion assembly. Really? Well, we talked to the AP today, and I said, it's interesting how you people form your facts without first asking us what happened. See, the problem is, folks, it's all on film. They didn't know that. They didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And when the rubber meets the road next week, when we go back into that town to let the community know where the media failed to tell them the facts and the truth, it's going to be all over.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have another whole community wide awake to how the media operates.
That's right.
But yet you can ask any Tom, Dick, or Harry in that school, just like you did at the beginning of the assembly, Jake, and said, how many believe the media? Not one hand goes up. But when the media comes, it's interesting how you get these teachers to bend and bow. One, two, all three and four of them.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, you know, there's going to be a day where we're going to stand before God, and he's going to say, what were you running from?
Yeah.
What were you running from? The media? Everybody, hey, folks, let me give it to you this way. It's beginning all across the country. The media is doing the American people a favor because nobody believes them anymore. They're losing validation, credibility, substantiation. They have none. That's why you have all these underlying currents of GCN communications, such as what you're listening to now, because people are tired of hearing the lies that are promulgated on a 24/7 basis through main state-run media. The way that you set the record straight is you go back into the face of it and answer for yourself to your accusers. And what you'll find is your accusers will be nowhere to be found.
That's right. They want to paint their picture,
that's
write
it.
Their story, and they don't want to talk to you about it. Because they know if you do, you can torch that picture in a second.
That's
because
right.
It has no validity.
And guess what they just lost? All their credibility again. And sooner or later, what's going to happen is they're going to go out of business, just like all these publishing companies throughout the United States. Yep. Because nobody listens to what they say. But the sad part about it is there's always three people that listen to it.
Yeah, three.
And then when you send your street teams out like we did, I just seen you guys on the news. So what'd you think? Well, did you guys really do that? Well, wait a second. If I ask you the question before you seen that report, would you tell me you believe the report? Do you believe the media? Do you believe the media or do you not? No, I don't believe it. Well, then what are you asking me a stupid question like that for? And the other thing is are you pro-life? Or are you pro-murder? The other thing is are you pro-family or are you pro-homosexual? Hate crime. I'm sorry, crimes against nature.
Yep.
Which one are you? Well, nobody's going to fall to the ladder.
Mm-mm.
They're going to all agree with you until it's reported.
That's right.
People just need someone to talk about, folks.
Yep.
That's all it comes down to. And the sad part about it is I'm talking to the people that should know better. And if the thousands of people that listen to us on a daily basis were out there doing the same thing, the media would have no chance in heaven or in hell. Folks, we got the lines lit up right now, and what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. But before we do, I wanted to read this coupon for you from Planned Parenthood. Offer not valid without web coupon being presented to receptionists at time of abortion. $50 credit towards cost of abortion, no cash value, one coupon per patient. Orlando Women's Center.
That's right. Yep.
A coupon, folks, to abort a baby. They don't want the facts. I was going to say, go ahead and give them the number one more time, but the lines are lit up. Folks, we're going to take these phone calls right when we come back. And when we come back, we're going to have to see what America has to say. Do they believe the media or do they not? Thank you, Heather. I appreciate that.
Believe.
Jake, what was your synopsis?
My synopsis is, the report is plain, and they do it all the time. They go in, they get the two people that they want to report on about the atrocious atrocity that happened in the school.
Play the emotions.
Talk to absolutely nobody else. They don't call those that said or did whatever they're accusing them of saying or doing. They don't talk to anybody that has a good perspective on what happens. All they do is pick those two topics, and they keep ramrodding it. See, they don't care if you talk about stealing, thievery, all that, because if they can get you to buy the fact that it's okay to murder somebody, they can get you to buy the fact that two men should get married, there is no moral standard left anymore. That's why they attack.
For America.
It is.
Yeah.
That's scary for those people that you talked about before. Well, I don't believe the media. Did you see that on the news? I can't believe that happened.
Yep.
I don't believe the media. Yep. Can you believe that he said that? I saw it on the news.
Yep.
I don't believe the media.
Yeah.
But they do.
I don't want to be seen around that guy. He's too radical. He means what he says. Well, let me ask you something, folks. Does the leftist wax and the radicals mean what they say?
Yep.
Do they mean to usurp your Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you the other question. Are they usurping your Constitution? There you have the answer.
Yep.
Folks, come right back after this break with Bradley and Jake on the Sons of Liberty. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jake, did we get caught off guard on thought?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thought is always flowing.
Always flowing.
Not painting pictures, placing truth on the mallet. And slamming it home.
Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, said William Cullen Bryant.
Can't destroy it.
No way. We got Julie on line four. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing fabulous.
Awesome. Well, this is my question for you. Why is it that every time you guys do a school assembly that there's always a constant uproar with, like, a few teachers or with the kids, you know, in these assemblies?
Because the radicals depend upon it. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do, I think the bottom line is people love the squeaky wheel. So, therefore, mm-hmm. they're always looking for the squeaky wheel. They're always looking for something wrong. And really what it comes down to is, it, just like I told an individual yesterday, it's interesting, folks, that we've never had these problems until they started to promulgate the homosexual agenda.
That's right.
Never.
That's right.
So
it's
not an issue. You know, here's the bottom line, Julie. And I got mm-hmm. three other calls besides you. I'm not the one calling to change the laws. I'm not the ones that are working against our laws or our Constitution. They are. What happens is when you begin to understand who you are and you put your feet on the rock of the Constitution, well, guess mm-hmm. what? They have no room, because what they find out is the facts and the laws on my side.
Right,
but they don't
right.
want you to know that. But that's why they pulled it away from the kids in 1962. They no longer teach them the Constitution.
Right.
Yeah.
What's interesting is this, a guy just came up to me the other day and we were talking and he was saying, you know, why is it that, you know, people constantly manipulate things? And I said, 'cause, you know, they don't want to know the truth, you know? They don't want it to be exposed, because if it's exposed, then they have to take responsibility for it, which is crazy, you know?
Great point. Great point,
responsibility.
Julie. That's exactly what it was. As a matter of fact, that was my response to that. Once they have the facts, then guess what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to respond, because now they have a duty.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, for some reason, some people think within themselves, folks, to just let these issues go, abortion and the homosexual issue.
Yep.
Well, you have to understand who it's aimed at.
Yep.
One older individual said yesterday, you know, the topics for the adult generation today is economy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's the problem. And then I said, but what about the young people? What's their topics? Whatever's thrown on them,
mm-hmm.
the indoctrination. And what are we seeing right now? One teacher didn't like the fact that somebody told them what the facts were. Mm-hmm. And when you tell the facts, guess what? She doesn't like that, because then it exposes her for what she has left undone in front of not only her students, but also her peers.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's looking too, and there was a question that was brought up in the assembly of one kid who said, well, come on, you're talking about all of these bands, for example. All it is entertainment. That's right. You just get your eyes off of what really matters, and right now folks are looking at economics. What doesn't matter, what really matters is morality, because when you drop, for instance, the lines between church and state, you get Christianity out, now guess what comes under attack? The laws that establish and keep us safe, our liberties safe, and safeguard our liberties. Then once that law is questioned, now all of a sudden you can start to kill babies in the womb. Now you've got guys and girls being, and then you've got morality. Morality's all objective. It's whatever somebody believes, and then goes your liberty, and it starts with that Christian topic. And try this at home, folks. When you're driving down the, or not at home, in your car, you're driving down the highway and your check engine light starts blinking. Now you have a responsibility. You better check that engine or it's going to go kaput. Try to ignore that light. Do whatever you want to do, but that light's there to warn you. If you ignore it, you're going to be broke down.
Conscience.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is. Okay. We got line 3 with Emily. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello. I was calling in to talk about the abortion topic. You know what they don't teach the kids in the schools besides the fact that it's murdering a baby? It's also, like, I was talking to this lady the other day that I know, and she had an abortion when she was younger, and after that she was not able to have, like, children because it messed up her, like, her uterus so bad. They don't tell that to the kids either.
Yeah, well, they never want to show that, and obviously that's not their objective. That's why they leave it omitted.
That's right.
And it's, hey, by the way, that's how the media operates. It's not so much as to what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's what they don't say.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Thank you for your... Go ahead.
Which is exactly why they get so furious if you show a picture of an aborted baby.
Oh, it's heartbreaking, dude.
They love abortion so much, but don't want to tell you what it is. There's something wrong with that. It's very deceptive.
Well, that's right.
And that's what lies...
It's kind of like Obama today. He's trying to get all of his liberal buddies to go out there and show the American people the benefits of the health care.
Yeah.
Obamacare. Well, bro, if it's so good, it'll stand by itself just like the truth.
That's right.
If it's a lie, you have to prop it up.
Let it stand.
Well, that's what we have on our side is the truth. But we don't need to prop up the truth.
Right.
It will stand all by itself, folks, no matter what may come. We got Andrea line 2 with Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I just wanted to ask a question. How did the kids respond? Did they like it, or?
Well, the kids, it's always the response. I got the opportunity to sit back and watch yesterday, and it wasn't just the kids, by the way. It was the teachers that were involved, and they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the case. See what they do here.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the media for a second. They report a story that's so slanted and sick that finally the American people are figuring out who's doing the lying here, right?
Right. Yeah.
But aside of that, that's the good news. But here's the other thing. They just overlook all the teacher response.
Mm-hmm.
They overlook the thousands of responses that are listen, if it was positive news, it wouldn't be news in America. That's how far backwards America is.
And what they didn't realize is that we have all these positive responses right on film. So the world will see. And again,
that's right. We got
that's
it in film.
That's all you got to see. And when you look at the reporting, and it's nothing new, it's happened to us numerous times. They come in, they find the squeaky wheel, the one that they're going for.
The one they're going for, that's right.
Pout.
The government-backed agenda. And what is it? Let me ask you something. What is Obama pushing? The homosexual
morality.
Agenda and the abortion agenda. Who's the media work for?
Yeah.
And folks, that's how sick it is.
And if you stay silent, then guess what happens? Then he starts to push those both agendas and mandate it of churches. That's what happens when you stay silent. It's not going to go away no more than that check engine light's going to go away, and it's not going to fix your engine. Well, you know, I just don't want to deal with it today. Well, then you're going to deal with it when you're stuck in the middle of the cold or the
and
desert.
And your
it's
kids
not
are
going to
deal
away.
With it. That's exactly right. You can leave it undone. This is the best way to say it, and I think that's great. You can leave it undone all that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think you're getting out of a duty when, in fact, when you cross over, you're going to stand in front of your judge.
That's right.
And what has to happen then is the younger generation has to pick up what was thrown down on them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's getting out of anything.
You got it.
Judgment is just.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual law as unto itself. You reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids will reap what you sow. But the bottom line is we don't want to leave it to our kids. We want to deal with it before it gets to our next generation.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes.
And what's being withheld from them, and this is another topic that was on yesterday. See, when you do schools, kids ask questions because they're thinking. They want to be educated. The topic of deism got brought up and then God and government. So we started going on and on and on. And another kid said to me, well, you know, there's so many people out there that think because they're rich or they're politicians, they don't have to obey the laws. And I said, that's not going to work
when we
face the God that created the
law.
That's
a sick day, isn't it? When
it
your
is.
Kids, but your kids see this all day. That's why they commit crimes.
Mm-hmm. Because there's no reward for virtue. They're not taught that. They're taught the complete opposite.
There's a reward for the crime. Because if they commit the crime, they go to jail to receive benefits
from
the government that's actively opened the borders to lawlessness.
You got it.
To the younger generation.
And that's the thing is this generation will act on what they know. That's why public schools are so dangerous in many respects. Because if they get taught the wrong thing, they act on the wrong thing. Or if they get taught nothing at all, then they don't act, period. And then when they get older, we already see what adults do. Look what they've handed us for the past 25, 30 years. Nothing. They don't act. Going back to this, though, again, you get the chance to set before that kid, no, God is just, which is why you want God at the top of your country, which is you want that morality that's explained in the Bible. Because when we die, I ask this school full of kids, and again, just asking questions. When I die, and this rich politician dies, is God going to look at the rich politician and say, well, you know, it was okay you broke the law because you were popular and you had money? All the kids said, no. Then they get to start to see right justice, and now guess what they're going to demand in their country?
And a lot of these communities already have that. And therefore, I think it's important, too, Jake, to bring into the factor here, is that people are asking these questions.
Yeah.
And so the topics are constitutional in the schools, but kids want to know,
they
and when they
the
begin
doors.
To ask questions, they want the answers. And by the way, 9 times out of 10, they already know the answer. Mm-hmm. They just need it spelt out to bring understanding to their knowledge.
Yep, because a lot of times, and it's like you said before, well, truth, when it's crushed and down to the earth, it will always rise again because you can't kill truth. So you can take 1 minute of truth and revelation and take 10 years of indoctrination trying to pound something into a young person or into a person's conscience that they know is wrong. It's never going to fit. And give them 1 minute of light, guess what happens? All that 10 years of indoctrination is out the window because you've reinforced that which they know is right in their heart. And that's why leadership is so important, because if you don't lead the way, nobody's ever going to follow, and nobody's going to take their own initiative to follow until somebody else leads or takes that initiative to lead.
John Adams, the second president of the United States, said this. He said, facts are stubborn things, and whatever may be our wishes, our inclinations, or the dictates of our passion, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence.
There's truth.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yep.
Eric, Bradley Dean, Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon,
sir. Makes me think it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in the media.
Hey, media.
I'm running across the ignorance of the older generation who had a child in school today who was, like, trying to be neutral-minded, but it's like, I've realized in the conversation, you don't know everything about abortion or homosexuality, and you don't have enough to make a good and moral opinion upon it. I just realized it's a failure, like Jake was talking about, bringing the education, where 5 years ago, we seen a lady, a teacher, staunchly for pro-choice, be changed in a heartbeat. She never got this education when she seen the grotesque picture of an abortion. Instantly, she was pro-life. And she knew it was wrong to kill.
Yeah.
She knew that was murder.
Well, what happened?
She never had that education in all high school and colleges to be a teacher, and she never had that.
No, isn't that crazy? It's a sad day in America when we hear that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is here's the real question. America, you ready for this? Why are these topics being thrown on your kids in public schools?
Yep. While you're at work.
I'm asking the question. Here, does this sound familiar, folks? The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Why are all the candidates today talking about abolishing federal No Child Left Behind? Because they don't have any constitutional authority to be there in the first place. This is the church's business, folks, not the schools. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back after this break with the final segment. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Good response.
Yeah.
Thank you, folks.
Good responders. I like that last one. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in the media's head.
Oh, it's a terrible place.
Wisdom.
It's upside down. That's called weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. You're headlong, so you're always going to fall down.
That's right.
Wow.
They're wobbling all over the place. You know, folks...
They go to the bathroom all over themselves, too, when people come out and tell the truth.
It's smelly in here.
Yes. Isn't it... Why is it that... When the media lies, the person they're lying about gets all the heat, and then when the media's found out to be the liars that they are,
mm-hmm.
how come everybody just acts like it never happened?
Mm-hmm.
Are they not accountable? Law teaches us that they are.
That's right. Bear false witness, that's the ninth commandment. It's also in our civil law books.
Yeah, and if someone is guilty of something, what does the Word of God teach us? That you're... Have your hand on their head first, and then another person,
yep.
and then you're supposed to deal with that issue. And it also teaches us that if someone falsely judges,
yep.
that you're to judge that person according to the falsity
mm-hmm.
of what they were actually
accusing
okay. you of. That's exactly. And if we stuck to that rule, by the way, folks, if you take that in a sense of righteousness, that's called love.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't want love, then it's called judgment,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you establish righteousness. But you know what? What happens when you begin to take it back to them, all of a sudden you establish righteousness, and they can't get away with it anymore because they just found out to be liars. Then they lose viewers, and when they lose viewers, guess what else they lose? Sponsorships. And when they don't have any sponsorships, then they have to go to Obama to get one.
That's right.
On your tax dime.
That's exactly
your tax
right.
dollars. Or George Soros.
Mm-hmm. This is part of the whole issue with, and that I've been opened up to in the past couple of years, is that they realize that what they do cannot possibly be upheld by society. For instance, i.e. free enterprise. People won't buy it. People won't sustain it. So what they've figured out in their clever little tricksy ways is if they can buy enough government officials, then they can get federally subsidized. What would never fly in a million years if it was in free enterprise? And we're talking about morality here. We're not just talking about business. Yeah. We're talking about morality. We're talking about welfare. We're talking about everything. So then when the government subsidizes, and this is the danger of the government, well, you know, my grandparents are on Medicare or this or that, or the government provides this, and it's a good, even if it is good. You know, this is a perfect analogy to that. If I came into your house and I noticed that your curtains didn't match your wall coverings, and your wall coverings, the pictures were just hideous, that couch was a dumpy. So what I do is the next day when you're not home, I break into your house, I take out your couch, I put in a new couch, I re-carpet it, I re-wallpaper it, and let's just say that your house looks good. That doesn't change the fact that what I did was criminal. I broke and I entered, and that's what happens when the government grabs its little hands on it
kind of like
and forces
light bulbs.
Us. Light bulbs. The list goes on and on and on. You know what? And if a state wants to have permits, light bulbs, that's the state's deal. They can. That's not unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. But when the federal government
right.
comes in with one strike of a pen and federally mandates all of the states to abide by their rules and regulations, it's gone outside
that's
of its
right.
jurisdiction.
Let me clarify. It's just shifting
mm-hmm.
from federal government then to the state.
That's right. Because
the government has no business telling me what kind of light bulbs I have.
That's yet. Right. Because yeah. the people can come in. Well, and this is where it gets into. If you're a business in the state, then they mandate certain things. But the bottom line is
I get your point.
The local is where you want your authority and your control.
Right.
The government can't come in and control my household. That's ridiculous. They shouldn't come in and control my schools. It's going to be easier for me as a citizen of the state of Minnesota to go down to the capital of Minnesota and make my request known. When the federal government starts to assume all of that responsibility, who's going to fly to Washington, D.C. to complain about it? And they know that. That's why they want it all centralized. And that's why...
What did Truman say? He said when a government is all-sufficient, you have a dictatorship.
That's what they exactly yeah. have. And, you know, some people say, well, it's working good for me. Who's it working good for? Usually people that are immoral, people that have no standards, no values, that don't want to work. I mean, you name it. The list goes on and on. Those are the leeches of society that would never last in free enterprise.
Yeah.
That's why I say you take out all the government control and regulation in the form of giving handouts and see what lasts. When we have companies and businesses that crash, it's probably because they made immoral decisions in their business making. But if they know somebody will come pick up the slack for them on the back end, then they're going to keep doing it again because there's no consequence for them.
That's right. They don't have to grow up.
That's right.
That's right. By the way, that's called growing in grace.
Yes.
When you do have to grow up. When you get over the obstacles of life.
That's right. Mm. That's biblical, and that's how it applies to even economics in this particular situation.
Okay.
You know, back with...
Let's bring forth a conclusion here, brother.
I would. You know, there's numerous things. You know, as we talked about music last week, and as we were talking about, because that's what we do when we go and talk to kids at times, as we talk to them about the music. There's a particular artist who I'll flash up there, and every kid knows who he is, and this is his message. His message is, his name is, oh, great, Kanye West is actually his name.
I was thinking you're going to say, like, Mr., what's his name? Little wannabe pretty boy.
Oh yeah,
from Canada.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Oh my God, Bieber,
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 Bieber, Bieber.
Yes.
Kanye West says, "If my manager now listen to this, folks. If my manager insults me again, I will be assaulting him. After I F the manager up, I'm going to shorten the register up. Look at my check. Wasn't no scratch. So if I stole, wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
Is that not the epitome of the welfare mentality?
Yeah, and on the cover of the Rolling Stone, he's mocking Christ.
Yep. The Passion of Kanye West.
Yeah.
And then he says this little dope money here is little Trey's scholarship. Because ain't no tuition for having no ambition. Ain't no loans for sitting your A at home. So we're forced to sell crack. That's how he's going to send his kids to college. Listen to that absolute ridiculous rubbish. But it's coming out and being
rubbish.
Rubbish, isn't that what it is?
Dude, you're not 85 years old.
Rubbish. I'm Scottish. But that's the mentality that comes out of the welfare state, and then they hear their favorite rapper rapping about it every single day.
It's amazing how it works hand in glove, isn't it?
But don't pick on them. It's racism. Well, I mean, that's what they flip it to then, right?
Don't want to say anything about that.
No.
And then the other thing is if you look at the parallel,
mm-hmm.
boy, it's like one's... working with the other to do the things that
that's
they're
right.
doing, kind of like the media and the government.
So does the government want to stop that kind of stuff? No, they like that. Brings them more business.
They're the promoters of
that's
it.
That's right.
They're the conceivers uh-huh. of these deals.
And then when you say to them, this is vulgar, should not be on the airwaves, and this should be against the law, what do they say? First Amendment, freedom of speech.
Well, you just seen that with Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you've seen MSNBC calling Ingram a slut
that's
a
right.
couple times, and then Rush Limbaugh, which I wouldn't have ever done what he did in this particular situation.
It wasn't necessary.
But what
that's
happened?
Right.
We're calling for his resignation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But who's complaining about what the left is doing?
Yes.
That's the real question. The right is.
And as you complain, it's just like painting a canvas. That picture does nothing. It's your
action. That's the curse.
It does it. That's right.
That's the curse.
Hey, I'm going to write a book about this. You see how bad they are? Whoa, look at this. And this is the bad things they did. Look at chapter 6.
And by the way, folks, this is what we see at all these conservative meetings.
That's right.
That's what they are, is they're meetings.
Yep.
And if I could even go so far as to say board meetings, B-O-R-E-D mm-hmm. has a new definition for these meetings, folks. The conservatives are now getting together as to how they should address the issue with the Obama administration. This is just brand new.
What should we do?
What in the heck have they been doing for the last 3 years, folks? I'll tell you.
They were on sabbatical.
Talking.
Talking. Sabbaticals. And
talk, like a bunch of parrots.
Looking
bunch of
at
birds.
That blinking engine light saying, well, it'll eventually shut off. I'm sure there's nothing really wrong. And if there is something wrong, well, I'll just deal with it then. Hello! Just like the Catholic Church and the bishops, they have to deal with it now. See, they didn't want to talk up when Obamacare came to pass, saying it was unconstitutional, it was dangerous, because a threat to our individual, it's like MLK used to say, a threat, an injustice done anywhere is now becomes a threat to justice everywhere. Everywhere you go now. See, when criminals see they can get away with one thing, then they see how they can get away with it again and repeat the cycle over and
that's
over.
That's all they do is talk. They're like a bunch of parrots.
That's all they do is talk. They're like a bunch of parrots.
Yeah.
That's all they do is talk. They're like a bunch of parrots.
Folks, I got this parrot right here, and I just turned him on, and I just... See?
Literally is repeating.
You mock me? Well, hey, hang on. Hey, that's enough, dude, all right? I've had it with you. Just sit there and shush for a minute. Wait. You're the toy. I'm not. Okay, I bought you. You didn't buy me. I mock you. You don't mock me, yeah? Here, I'm a conservative on radio today. I'm an old dinosaur, and the only thing I do is talk, as my country goes to hell in a handbasket, but I'm doing my part in talking.
I'm an old dinosaur, and the only thing I do is talk, as my country goes to hell in a handbasket, but I'm conservative on radio today. I'm an old dinosaur, and the only thing I do is talk, as my country goes to hell in a handbasket, but
you guys get the point, right? You guys get the point.
You guys get the point, right?
Yeah.
You guys get the point, right?
Yeah. Folks, hopefully we're through this little troubleshooting process, and we're going
to
be live every day. Folks, our purpose is to be live every single day, and hopefully we're moving into a two-hour slot pretty soon, too, right, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, give it to him.
Give it to him. It's coming soon.
Are you the parrot, or are you my... show host here.
I'm the conservative talk show host.
It's a
no
terrible
answers.
Place to be when your brains are in the media's head.
Yes, it is.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do, and we want you to go check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean, or go to my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1.